97. Lydia.
This is a terrible plan,
Lydia snapped, struggling to control the crippling fear constricting her chest.
No, Killian answered. It isn't. So quit arguing with me and get your things ready. You're going with Baird to a safe place of his selection, and you will remain there until they meet up with you. And then the three of you are going to get Malahai safely back to Mutamora.
While you sacrifice yourself. Even saying the words made her feel sick.
I'm not just going to lie down and die, if that's your concern.
He answered, handing Baird his weapons one by one.
I have every intention of trying to kill Rufina. And if I survive that, of escaping myself.
Except with the plan he and Agrippa had concocted, there was almost no chance of Killian getting out alive. Handing over his sword, Killian said to the giant,
Give us a minute, would you?
And when the giant was out of earshot, he turned to her.
Time and again, I failed Malahai. Put her second to concerns that I considered more important. I owe her this. And even if I didn't, we both know her life is more important than mine.
Killian.
He held up a hand, pressing his index finger to her lips.
We both know the best chance Mutamora has at healing the blight is a tender. But beyond that, Malahai is the rightful queen. The High Lords will again rally behind her, and with the kingdom united, there might be a chance of Mutamora surviving this. That's hundreds of thousands of lives that might be saved, and if it means sacrificing my own, then I'll gladly do it.
Tears spilled down her cheeks.
I'm not leaving you to die. Agrippa and Baird can get Malahai out. I'll stay and help you escape.
He gave a slow shake of his head.
This is what I'm meant to do. This is what I was marked to do, to protect the hope of the realm.
I can't lose you!
A sob tore from her throat, because she knew nothing that she might say would change his mind.
I love you, Killian. And I don't care if I'm not supposed to, or if you'll never be mine, but I refuse to let you die.
His shoulders bowed, but not before she caught sight of the glint of tears in his eyes.
Except that I am yours.
His voice was rough.
From the moment you walked into my life, my heart, my soul belonged to you, even if my sword did not. And I'd say that I felt torn in two because of it, but that would be a lie, because every moment I've spent with you has felt right.
Twin tears slipped down his cheeks, and Lydia's heart felt like it was shattering, the sharp little pieces cutting into her soul.
I love you.
His eyes searched hers.
More than life. More than duty and more than honor. And it's because I love you so much that I'm going to do this. I know your heart, Lydia. And if I let Mutamora burn in order to be with you, you won't just despise me for it. You'll despise yourself.
No one on Wreath understood her like he did. But it wasn't fair that to be true to themselves, they had to be apart.
You are my heart.
His hands curled around the sides of her head, his tears falling to mix with her own.
And I will love you until my dying breath, that I swear to you. But you have to let me go.
There were no words in any language that could convey the emotions in her chest. So she lifted up on her toes and kissed him, felt him flinch. And then his grip on her tightened, and the kiss deepened. Her lips parted, her knees shaking as his tongue chased over hers, her shattered heart throbbing as he pulled her against him. As she pushed the strength of her mark into him, vanquishing injury and exhaustion, hoping that he'd feel her with him through this. that he'd know she'd never give up on him.
Hate to break this up, but time's a ticking,
Agrippa said, and Lydia tried not to sob as Killian relaxed his hold on her, as he stepped away.
Baird's got the chains,
he said.
When you're ready.
Nodding, Killian wiped at his face, then strode to where the giant was standing next to their packs, manacles and lengths of chains held in one hand.
Baird's going to take you to an abandoned farmhouse about 2 miles from Halatha,
Agrippa said to her in Sel.
You wait there until we come with the queen, and then we're going to hightail it to Mutamora.
She didn't answer.
He might get out, okay?
Agrippa scrubbed a hand through his hair.
Bastard's got a lucky horseshoe shoved up his ass, I swear it.
What is it that they teach you at Campus Lessendor about luck? She murmured, staring at Rufina's fortress, at the pit. He coughed, then cleared his throat.
To make our own.
If you betray Rufina, she'll never stop hunting you, she said. She needs to die.
We've been through this, Lydia,
Agrippa said.
This is the only sure way to get Malahai free, and for Killian, that's the priority over killing Rufina.
What if we can do both? Curiosity blossomed in his eyes.
I'm listening.
Are you familiar with the sacking of High Pax in Dynastris province? She asked, naming one of the more famous victories in Celandor's history, one won by guile rather than brute force. The Dynastrian king had taken several influential Cell hostages and threatened to kill them if the legions didn't pull out of the area surrounding the city. The legatus in command sent an offering to the gates on the condition that one of the hostages be released. A gift of food and drink, fabrics and spices, all of it carried in by dozens of young boys, their indentures included in the offering. Little had the Dynastrians known that the boys were all students from Campus Lessendor. During the night, the boys freed the prisoners, helping them escape over the walls into the arms of the Legion waiting below. The next morning, the Legions sacked High Pax, leaving no survivors. And when that legatus returned to Celandriel in triumph, it was those boys who held the chains of the Dynastrian king.
Everyone in the Empire knows that story,
Agrippa said.
But Killian's an obvious danger, even in chains. She's not going to let her guard down around him. That's why Baird and I are going to rescue Malahai.
I know, Lydia said. But she will let down her guard around me.